Yes, it is like sex. Performance, the show, the live act. We'd never been bad at it, and I know we were very good. I always thought I was the weak link, standing there just playing non-virtuoso bass and occasionally tapping my foot. But according to some people, I was the bass too. Something the others could build on, a rock, a foundation. Well, so they say. I think too many things are overanalyzed, and a lot of the effort's wasted, just unnecessary. We were popular. End of story. And so what? But it is like sex. Of course. Getting out there and doing it under the bright darkness of the hiding lights. In the bowl or beneath the arch. After the build-up of tension and the slow engorging of the venue where the people sit and stand together. Sharing that warmth, and sweat, and scent. Sharing the same obsession, the same fixation and anticipation. Oh, you enter into it. You become part of it, secreted beneath, preparing nervously in some distant dressing room. You can usually hear. You can always sense. You can taste it. There's no such thing as a quiet drink. Not for Luke, anyway. And not in Bobby's bar on a Friday. Luke went in and out of the general cheer and at one point was chuckling to himself in a bar stool as the noise level rose. A man in an anorak came up when Luke was past caring about military decorum or the last train.
"I'm not being cheeky, pal," the guy said. "But can I ask you, were you in the Royal Caledonians?"
Luke turned. He swayed and the man with his hands in his pockets was still speaking. It was a question.
"Is that your regiment?"
"Who's asking?" The man was on a reluctant mission, but he had something invested in carrying it off. Honour, Luke supposed. And honour was the thing that ruined a man's happiness. He wiped his mouth and gripped the bar. Next minute he was over in the corner talking to a very fat man. Even in drink, Luke could see the man was wider than the copper table covered in empty tumblers and packs of Regal king size.
"I think you knew my son."
"What's his name?"
"Mark McNulty."
Luke knew right away.